The Irish Cancer Society today has released damning information which shows significant variations with regards to access to cancer diagnostics and treatments. Life-saving chemotherapy and radiotherapy treatments are being denied patients because of where they live. Now, on Monday, I met with doctors in Letterkenny, and they told me that just 12% of cancer patients in that hospital receive treatment within the recommended 15 working day time frame. In Galway, patients are waiting 7 to 8 weeks for treatment at the moment. The National Cancer Control Programme has written to AIM2 to say that HSE is failing to meet its own radiation treatment targets. In the year up to August 24, treatment targets were met only once in Galway, only once in Cork. Cancer services in the northwest are being shut down, and cancer services in Galway, Waterford and Limerick do not have the necessary PET scanners. We have antique radiotherapy equipment breaking down. Treatment is being cancelled, Taoiseach, on a regular basis because certain scanners are breaking down over and over again. Now, Taoiseach, I've had cancer myself. I know what it's like to have cancer growing inside you. I know the stress that it creates. I know that the first thing you want to do is to get it cut out and to get chemo to zap it if you can. And I know that delayed treatments means radically worse outcomes for people. Delayed treatments means that cancer can spread throughout your body. People are dying in this country at the moment for the want of treatment. And the Irish Cancer Society has said that your government has met only one of the six targets that were set out by your government. Now, AIM2 has also discovered that there's a 12% differential between breast cancer survival rates when compared between public and private hospitals in this country. If a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer in a designated centre, there's an 85% chance of surviving. If she is diagnosed in another public hospital, there's an 81% chance of surviving. But if she is diagnosed in a private hospital, there's a 93% chance of survival. If you're actually diagnosed with breast cancer in Sweden, you're 7% more likely to survive than in this state. If you're diagnosed with breast cancer in England, you are 5% more likely to survive in this country. It's an incredible situation, Taoiseach. Now, I would ask you, when is the system going to stop dividing patients between postcodes and income? When is the HSE going to deliver cancer treatments on an equal basis throughout the country?
Thank you, Deputy Taoiseach, please.
First of all, I think, Deputy, balance and perspective is required in discussing this issue, and it is a very serious issue. And the government is very committed to continuing investment in cancer care and have invested hugely in cancer care in the last number of years, up to $645 million between 2021 and 2024 alone. And new treatments such as a CAR, T-cell therapy, radio-labelled therapy and specialised radiotherapy treatments are now available for the first time in Ireland. And we have very top-class equipment now in terms of radiation and quality, oncology, which we didn't have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. So let's not brand the entire cancer treatment system as antique. That's not fair either. And cancer survival is improving. And more people are living after cancer than ever before. Today we have over 220,000 people now in Ireland who are living with or after cancer. And I appreciate your own personal experiences and properly then articulating that in terms of highlighting issues. Because it is an enormous pressure on an individual or a family when you have a cancer diagnosis. But that 220,000 is 50% higher than a decade ago. Okay? So that's a huge transformation. And survival rates have increased progressively over the last number of years. And that was because of the development of national cancer strategies, which have improved screening services. So if you look over the last 2 decades, our screening has expanded enormously, particularly in the breast check, in terms of cervical screening and in terms of bowel screening also. Been hugely increased staffing, increased greater access to diagnostics and survivorship programmes. And the funding will continue. I won't go through all the figures in terms of those that have been recruited. On the capital funding, about $140 million has been used over the last eight years. State-of-the-art radio-oncology facilities now in Galway. Not antique, but state-of-the-art in Galway and Cork. to the new National Cervical Screening Laboratory, and various cancer infrastructure, chemotherapy wards and lab facilities across the country. And that will continue this year in terms of the Oncology Day unit at Cavan General Hospital, Talla, Kerry University Hospital, Midland Regional Hospital in Tullamore, and further chemotherapy infrastructure at Kerry, at Cork University Hospital, at Letterkenny University Hospital, and so on. And we will continue to invest. Now, on the county by county, I mean, one of the better developments of the last two decades was the development of cancer, of proper cancer centres in the major tertiary hospitals, where the bulk of the treatment actually should occur. I'm concerned about the proliferation, again, of treatments in private hospitals, because all the experts told us that centres of excellence was the way to go. And I would appreciate greater clarity from you in respect of your assertion that 93% attending a private hospital are a better outcome than, say, I think you said, than public hospitals.
Deputy Toby.
Because the view was, and we've done it in terms of, say, take James as the matter of Cork University Hospital.
30 seconds over, Taoiseach.
We've put centres of excellence.
You can come back in.
That's where people should go, actually.
Taoiseach, we don't have centres of excellence in many places. We have centres of waiting lists. And even actually the Irish Cancer Society today said we have centres of bare adequacy was the word that they used. You mentioned extra resources, but that's not keeping up with inflation. It's not keeping up with population increases. It's not keeping up with the ageing population in this country. And it's not getting to the front line in many areas of the HSE. It's getting caught up. And also, we don't have the necessary staff. We in A2 found out that 13,000 nurses have left this country just in the last 5 years. Incredible figure. And in some years, the majority of graduating doctors are actually leaving the country. Now, cancer survival rates are thankfully increasing. But that's in large part because there's better medicines, there's better technology, and there's improved treatment. Not necessarily because of the extra services that the government are providing throughout the country. Now, I want you to deal with the facts here, Taoiseach. The facts are stark. The Irish Cancer Society today say that there is a geographic determinant in relation to whether or not you get the treatment that you need on time. There are waiting lists in certain counties that are 5-6 times beyond what the targets are.
Thank you,
people are dying as a result of that geographic difference.
Your time is up. Thank you, Taoiseach.
Deputy, I mean, first of all, we have more work to do, that's acknowledged. But your commentary, you've acknowledged that there's been improvements, but you don't give any credence at all to the fact that there's been very significant investment in cancer services. The number of staff, additional staff in our health service has dramatically expanded. No, but you just created an image of thousands fleeing out of the country. No, sorry. Concentrate on the increases in numbers in the health service. You can't ignore it, and you shouldn't. Because it reduces your credibility, and you're making good points at one level, but using language like antique and using language like that everyone's fleeing out of the hospitals, when we have an increase after year in the numbers of staff. We've invested hugely in terms of the number of people. Well over, close to 30,000 extra people in our health service over the last 4 to 5 years. I mean, that's additional people coming in, okay? Now, in terms, I think the West, and we have issues in Galway where infrastructure is required. Further investment in Galway is required. No question in terms of that. Letterkenny, we did work in that in the Kelvin.
Thank you, Taoiseach.
Which does help people in the northwest as well, both in cardiology
Deputy
and in cancer.
David Maxwell.
Also, which we invested in.